In a not too distant future, the Catholic Church in India's extreme northeast hopes to have its first martyr saints. If the process of beatification and canonization proceeds smoothly, the martyrdom of French missionaries Fathers Nicolas Michel Crick and Augustin Etienne Bury could be recognized by the Vatican. Their cause is being promoted primarily by Salesian Bishop George Paliparambil of Miao in Arunachal Pradesh, India's easternmost state, where the two were martyred over 160 years ago. Fathers Crick and Bury were members of the Société des Missions Étrangères de Paris, MEP, or the Society of the Paris Foreign Missions, an institute of diocesan priests zealous to spread the gospel of Christ in Asia. And one of their important goals or destinations was Tibet. Back then, the only way to Tibet was through northeast India, today Arunachal Pradesh. In fact, it was through Fathers Crick and Bury that Arunachal Pradesh had its first encounter with Christ way back in the mid-19th century. Arunachal Pradesh shares international borders with Bhutan in the west, Myanmar in the east, and Tibet and China in the north. The two were passing through the northeast region of what was then British India on their way to Tibet, which Crick had already visited before. It was during the last push for Tibet that they were killed by the chief of the Mishmi people on 2 August 1854 in Somme village of Lohit district. Crick was 35 and Bury just 28. Their mortal remains are still enshrined in the village. Well, to know more about Crick and Bury, especially the process of their beatification and canonization, we contacted Father Felix Anthony, the secretary of the Office for Social Communication of Miao Diocese. Talking to Vatican Radio on his mobile phone, Father Felix, who is also parish priest of Neo Than near Miao, narrated how over 160 years ago, Fathers Crick and Bury made their way up from Chennai to Kolkata, then to Guwahati and beyond to what is Arunachal Pradesh today. To begin with, he spoke about how his bishop was inspired by the two missionaries.
Well, our bishop back then was a priest. He was always fascinated by the stories of Fathers Crick and Bury, how deeply missionary these two were and how much they loved the people. And the medical apostolate they did for the people of Arunachal Pradesh, even a few days prior to their death, are stories that inspired Father P.K. George. Later on, he became the bishop of this Miao diocese, and then he always wanted to keep them on the roadmap to sainthood. So he officially began in the year 2010 and 11, and all the papers have been approved by the Vatican, and right now they are called, these two missionaries are called servants of God. We have reached up to that stage.
Now, Crick and Bury, these two priests, were martyred in 1854.
Yes.
Today, how much are they in the memory of the local people of Arunachal Pradesh?
Well, Fathers Crick and Bury are a known name in Arunachal Pradesh, especially in the eastern part of Arunachal, because even though the people where these two were killed are not yet Christians, they still remember fondly of the stay of Fathers Crick and Bury. They preserve the tomb that they have where they buried these two. That is one. Number two, we also have several institutions dedicated to these two great servants of God, Father Crick and Bury. Of late, in the year 2016, we inaugurated the first hospital of the diocese. So the hospital is called Crick and Bury Memorial Hospital. Besides this, we also have a high school in Keju, in Lohit district of our diocese, which is very close to this place where these two holy men were killed. And also there are a few people who run shops, which are named after these two holy men, Fathers Crick and Bury. And besides this, there are also several people who always talk about Fathers Crick and Bury, and also our diocese has formulated a prayer that every boarding, every children in our boarding say either after the Mass or before the Mass, prayer to obtain special favor through the intercession of Fathers Crick and Bury. It's a very small, beautiful prayer composed by our bishop himself. These are a few things that we collect as I talk to you, in which we can tell you that Father Crick and Bory live every day in our life.
Father Crick and Bory, they died in 1854. It's more than 160 years. How did you collect all this data regarding these two missionaries? And what available data was there from Arunachal Pradesh itself?
Well, as I said, we had very little information about these two. But our bishop, having heard a very strong interest, had established contact with his MEP fathers back in France. Through their writings and going to a few of the libraries around here and also in France, he came across materials that could help him understand these two holy men. And then we were greatly convinced, he and his team, they convinced that these two are holy men and they should be placed on the roadmap to sainthood. And also we have a very strong working relationship with the MEP.
From the material that you have gathered regarding these two missionaries, do you have any evidence from their letters, from their diaries, or from the records of the Paris Foreign Mission Society, MEP, regarding their holiness? Could you describe their last moments, why and how, in what manner they were killed?
Yes. Immediately after their death, there sprung a small stream which was not there before. And these people say it is because of these two holy men, because their blood were mingled in this sand, so we have this dream. That's one thing. And also the strong faith that they had from their writings. When Father Crick was once asked why he left France and came to an unknown place like this, he told them that in the gospel the Lord tells his disciples to go, and I go where the Lord asked me to go. So, and all these places, he has been subjected to a lot of pain while on his journey to Tibet. People who were supposed to be his guide, they robbed him, and they held him captive because he had no money to give them and all that. He was always deeply rooted in faith and prayer and goodness. That gives us an indication that these were holy people beyond doubt.
Regarding the holiness of Crick and Bory, Father, do you have any miracles after praying to them, or some healing, or some wonderful experiences that the people have had after praying to them?
Well, we have quite a few examples we can attribute to the intercession of Father Crick and Bory, but nothing substantial. Okay, let's put it that way. Nothing like we can say that this is because of Father Crick and Bory. No, but then our faith leads us to think that it is happening because of the intercessory prayers of Father Crick and Bory. I'm going to give an example. My own school where I am right now, the year I took up, we had a lot of failures in class 10. The 32 people do their examination, and out of 32, 22 of them failed. So I kind of, having discussed with our team, we thought, let us pray to Father Crick and Bory. And then we made sure that we pray that prayer of Father Crick and Bory every day, immediately after the communion. The intercession was the success of class 10. And we did that one whole year. And then to our greatest surprise, every one of the 33 people wrote their examination the next year, all clear. That's the second year. And then we continued the same tradition this year also. 32 people appeared for the examination, and all the 32 clear. And also, there are other schools, they take the name of Father Crick and Bory and participate in competitions. They come out victorious. Also, people falling sick, small children in our boarding falling sick, seriously ill, and we get them admitted in the hospitals. But then our bishop asked us to pray, and then especially to the intercessory prayers of our Crick and Bory, and then they get healed. Well, these are a few examples. I mean, we cannot really say that this is because of Gopal Krishna Gauri, because we have not come to that level we can take a case and examine to a scientific realm.
That was Father Felix Anthony, the Secretary of the Office for Social Communication of Miao Diocese in eastern India's Arunachal Pradesh. He was speaking about French missionary priests, servants of God, Crick and Bury, who were martyred there in 1854 and whose cause of beatification and canonization is going ahead. This is Vatican Radio's English service for Asia. Laudetur Jesus Christus.